Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
What's up, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, gigglers and gents? It is time for the funniest time of your week. It's time to laugh at us. It's time for us to laugh at ourselves. It is the Giggly Squad. What's up, Paige DeSorbo?
This is definitely the number one time I laugh during the week. Like, I definitely laugh during the week, but this is like,
it's not the same. I've been looking forward to recording this all week. I even had a little dream about recording because I was like that excited. I'm like a little kid first day of school.
Did you really? What were you thinking?
It was weird. We were on a tennis court and like we were having some tech issues. We were matching cute outfits, of course. We were like,
I'm always having tech issues. I can't.
But we've survived. We are here. And speaking of tech issues,
yeah,
we realized like we're not good at a lot of things, but one thing we are good at is Instagram.
Trailblazers, if you will.
And like people, Jessica might call us Instagram thoughts, but I'll tell you one thing. Instagram thoughts, no, are fucking engineers at Instagram. Like they need some fucking 1,000% respect. So I think that we need to tell some of our Instagram tricks and hacks to the gigglers.
Okay, I'm down with this because I have a lot.
You have a lot, and we've learned off each other. I recently realized something. First of all, live photos are game changers.
Mm-hmm.
I always take a live photo, and if you don't know, you can press the live photo, and to edit it, you can pick the exact moment in the live you like. But sometimes, you ever hold it down, and you're like, that's kind of a cute boomerang?
Yes.
So you can...
All the time.
You can press save video.
Mm-hmm.
But if you save the video, it's only 1.5 seconds. And if you try to upload it to your Instagram, it will be janky.
Wow, I didn't
like,
know
that.
Like,
it'll let you, but it won't work. I tried to do it, and then I deleted it, and it fucked up my algorithm. Now, if you know Instagram, all Instagram thoughts know, deleting a photo is...
treacherous.
Treacherous.
Okay, wait, is it bad? What about archiving? Asking for a friend?
Archiving is okay.
Oh, okay.
Archiving is okay. Deleting is you go to Instagram hell.
Yeah, you basically, you literally do.
You're done. Like, I remember texting you being like, my algorithm's all fucked up. Like, algorithm is talked about way more with Instagram thoughts than you would expect. So then you guys are thinking, well, if I like this boomerang, what do I do? Okay, this is fucking incredible. I figured it out last night. You go to your Insta story. You find the live photo. You hold down the middle and it turns it into a boomerang. That's 6 seconds. You just hold down the middle. And then you press save and you have a 6 second boomerang of whatever that cute live was.
Dude, wait, I like almost want to try it.
It's like a game changer.
Oh my
game
God.
Game fucking That's- changer.
But I don't take, I need to take more live photos. I feel like I'm not like in the live photo game enough. Do you know what I mean?
Well, why don't you take live photos, babe?
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like the picture quality is not as good. Mm. And I am like always moving in pictures, you know, trying to like get the pose and like moving, moving, snap, snap, moving. Yep. And then the live photos, it's like, huh, you know, do you know that? You have to subscribe to our Patreon because really like our visual aids
Patreon.com/GigglySquad. You go, it's basically like, huh. And I'm like, I get it.
Okay. Here's my Instagram. This isn't a hack. This is just like, a grievance that I have. So, okay. You're posting on Instagram. And let's be serious. We're getting a lot of people watching our Instagram stories. And I love everyone. I love everyone that loves me. So, if you're watching my Instagram story, you're my friend. In the same breath, I don't give a fuck about you. I'm looking for that one person to see if they watch my Instagram story. Half the time I'm uploading an Instagram story because I want that one person to be like, she's adorable. Mm-hmm. She's so cute. Mm-hmm. I love her so much. Why can I not search in my Instagram story who viewed it?
First of all, I love that you used our advice column to just complain. That was one of the greatest things you've ever done. Second of all, you're fucking right. You are fucking right.
I'm 1,000% right.
But then it's like, also, why do you even have to search? How come my mom is at the top, but the person I really want to see is not? Where are they? Are they in?
Right. And how is it? How is it set up? Are the people at the top the most recent people who have seen it? Are the people at the top who go to my Instagram the most?
Or is it who you search the most? Instagram is fucking with us. I'm telling you, they change it all the time. This is one of I don't understand how society from a piece of hair can figure out my whole genetic lineage, but I can't fucking Google and see why my mom is at the top of my Instagram viewers and not other people.
It's the eighth wonder of our world and quite possibly the most important thing our generation will solve.
So if you guys have any insight to that, please message us.
If someone works for Instagram, let a girl know, because I just want to know if they saw that my hair looked really good actually right now. You know,
well, you have this long hair aesthetic right now.
Yeah, I'm doing long hair aesthetic and I'm into it. I don't wash my hair that much anymore. Is that crazy?
Why?
I don't know. One, because I'm lazy. Two, but like, you use Pros too.
Yeah.
I like have been using Pros now for like almost like 9 months. My hair is a completely different situation. And I was with one of my girlfriends like a couple weeks ago, and she was using dry shampoo, which I never, ever really used.
Mm-hmm. You use it now?
Life changing. Yeah.
Well, let's just say I feel like short-haired Paige was refined and
she was
dignified. Long-haired Paige is relaxed. She
long hair page don't give up.
She doesn't give a fuck. This is like you're in full quarantine mode. Like, welcome to the club. Can I run my fingers through my hair? No. Is there a dread in the back of my head? Maybe. Is that okay?
Yes. But this like wave that happened from my pillow is fucking awesome. Okay? I basically did heatless waves last night while I was sleeping. I fucking multitasked that bitch.
And also, how do you feel about the new Instagram though? Like, it's changed. Everyone freaks out about change.
I hate change. I don't hate it. I'm fine with it.
Well, they're trying to push us to use reels.
I know, which I feel like it will be a thing soon. But I feel like I'm so open to change right now that I'm like, fuck it up, Instagram, what do you got for me? Throw it at me. I'll figure it out.
I'm obsessed with you
know,
right
like
now.
I'm just like, whatever.
I'm obsessed. You're letting
but
go.
But I do like the name that's really big at the top.
I do like that. That's because we're
I
narcissists.
Like that as well. Is that why?
Yeah, you're like, I love that my name is a bigger font, just in case anyone yeah, forgot like, whose page this was.
In case you forgot. Yeah, no, I love that.
Also, I do want to do a shout out to Elena, our intern, who is running our social media and is fire.
No, she's fire. Sometimes I'm like, oh my God, is Elena going to take my job? Because she's actually hilarious. And what if her and Hannah get really close and then they're just like pages out where the Giggly Squad? Like, I think about it an odd amount of times during the week.
I love like, Elena, our friendship is healthy because we have like just enough jealousy that we care, but not enough to like be annoying about it.
Right. Like, we think about it, but we
I
don't.
I definitely think
do
about
anything.
It, but I'm not going to send you like a crazy girlfriend text being like, oh, so are you and Dom just like always hanging out now? Do you have her
or
in
like,
your favorites?
What's the deal? What's the deal with you guys?
Would she be in your MySpace top eight? Like, where would we be if you had to choose?
Wow. If I had to do a MySpace top eight right now in like my late 20s.
Well, MySpace top eight is basically what bridesmaids are.
Yes. Oh my God, Hannah. That's literally what it is. Your bridesmaids are in MySpace top eight.
Also, like, I know there's girls who have friends since day one. Like, you know those girls yeah. who are like, oh, like, Amanda actually is one of them. Like, she has girls yep. from middle school, high school. I'm like, that must be so nice that you have this family of girlfriends. Meanwhile, mm-hmm. like, I went to three high schools. I was, like, whatever I was doing. I have a different friend group every 2 years. Who is going to be the bridesmaids that year? Like, it's like the Hunger Games.
This is wild. This is why you are my best friend. I had this exact conversation with my mom last night because I was like, I feel like I outgrow yeah. certain people. And like throughout the years, like my friend groups
You're
kind
like,
of change.
Throughout the week, I outgrow people.
And I'm like, gross.
During this brunch, I've outgrown you.
Oh my God.
This third mimosa made me realize you need to leave.
I'm literally going to say that to someone. I'm going to be like, oh, I thought about it and I've outgrown you during this dinner. Thank you so much. No, I felt like okay, when I come home, I feel like my anxiety like really ramps up like because I'm just like sitting and I have so much time to think about things. And in the past like couple of months, I've like reconnected with older like girlfriends I had before and like I met some new girlfriends and whatever. And I was like, oh my God, am I like the worst person in the world that I have like a different friend group every couple of years? And I was like, or is that me growing?
Yeah.
And just like outgrowing people. And my mom was just like, you're not a terrible person. Like, yeah,
mom
you
was
outgrow
like,
people.
Can you just figure out how to pay your taxes?
Yeah. She was like, why are you here again?
But I have a theory that the MySpace top eight is the root of all millennial anxiety.
1,000%.
It started from there. Like, do you remember looking at someone's page and not being in their top eight and just being like, oh, well, I'll go fuck myself.
Yeah.
But that's
I wasn't allowed to have a MySpace, so I didn't get put anyone in my top eight. Like, I had one, but I didn't have a picture and, like, didn't really have a profile, but I looked at people.
So you had a Finsta.
Basically. Like,
You've
before it was
sketchy.
A thing. I was sitting with one of my friends the other night. And they were like, oh, they're private. Like, we can't see their page. And I was like, So I went on my Finsta and, like, requested this person. Like, I accepted, like, immediately. And he looked at me and he was like, I don't know if I'm, like, think you're the smartest person ever or if I'm scared of you.
Call the police.
Like,
call the police on Paige.
The best of both worlds.
But to wrap the bridesmaid thing up, I don't think I'm going to have bridesmaids.
I don't either.
It's also because I don't have a sister. So, like, I don't need that bitch in it.
Dude.
So, like, I just – and also, like, let's be honest. We need it to be all about us when I'm in my garage wedding. I need it to be me, center of the garage. And then, like, I want kind of a small wedding, and you invite your OGs, like, your people who in that week of your life you're close to.
In that six-month span, we'll figure out who's invited to our weddings. Actually, I agree with you. I don't want bridesmaids. I want me to have that moment walking down the aisle. When my cousin got married, she only had her siblings up there, and I think that that's a nice touch.
Oh, that's cute. Or unless your brother decides to, like, talk shit, like, your hair's fucked up. And you're like, what? And he's like, your hair's all over the place. And you're like, I spent hundreds.
I don't know if I could have Gary up there. I feel because like, Gary I feel would like just we would just start so laughing. Shit. Yeah.
He's like, are you seriously doing this, Paige? Like, come on. Don't marry him. He's such a loser.
That's literally every boyfriend I've ever dated. My brother says, are you seriously doing this, Paige?
We love Gary. Shout out to Gary. And I love that you're drinking allegedly mug right now is everything. I do think that overall weddings stress me the fuck out. But when weddings were like a thing, I used to tell people to save money, start fights with all your close friends. Like, they don't have to be like end of the world fights, but like just stop getting along with your closest friends so you don't get asked to be a bridesmaid, and you will save so much money. And like after the wedding, just like make up with them.
I've never been a bridesmaid, so I don't even know what that like angst feels like.
It's really bad, and people don't talk about it enough, but I'm going to say right now, you have to buy a dress that's always hundreds of dollars that you don't like.
Right, and that you probably don't even look good in.
You don't look good in, or like they give you a color and you're like, I'm never going to, when am I going to wear this floor length dress? Like, not to brunch, where I'm outgrowing people. And then you sometimes have to travel places. Then there's also gifts of all kinds. So like, I didn't know this, but you have like the bridal shower gift, you have the bachelorette gift, you have the wedding gift. And I didn't know this when I went to my friend's wedding in Chicago for the bridal shower. I didn't realize I had to get another gift. So I just got her a bunch of like New York City mugs at the airport. And she was like, you are a cunt. And I was like, I don't know the rules.
The only reason I'm not terrified of this is because I keep just like, obviously thinking about myself, like when it's my turn, I'm like, you have to get me 47 gifts. Like, do you have no couth? Like, you don't know the rules. I need a gift for this, a gift for that. Like, get it together.
I think it didn't start like this though. People like you took it to the extreme. Also, I just want to say, for people who got really upset just now, Jessica, for me saying the C word, it's because I'm cultured and I dated a lot of European men back in my day.
Yeah.
And it's acceptable.
So read a fucking book, Jessica.
Read a book. Also, who needs to travel when you could just date a lot of foreign men?
I love that.
It's called the Epcot of dicks. That's what I do. anyway, moving on. Let's do some front page news because, you guys, it's insane today. We have so much news. We also have so much stuff we're binging. Bravo's been fucking crazy, and we have a lot of conspiracy theories. Paige, let's get into it.
So Hannah and I always text about like what we're going to talk about on front page news, and she was actually like, I need to talk about this. So, obviously, we know Erica Jane filed for divorce against Tom Girardi, 81 years old. Mm-hmm. Not an easy decision, she said. But now she's seeking spousal support. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I get it. But people are saying that he is going through a lot of, like, legal things, mm-hmm. and that he might not have a lot of money soon. So mm-hmm. she's trying to, like, solidify that she gets spousal support and she wants him to pay for her legal fees of, like, their divorce.
But furthermore, did you hear?
Did you just drop a furthermore on us? Is this podcast MLA formatted with citations and footnotes?
Welcome to NPR, bitch.
Whilst Erica was filing for divorce.
Wait, do you have more in the story?
No, the furthermore just like dropped a mic drop.
Well, further fucking more. Oh, that's the word. Further fucking
further
more.
Further fucking. If I ever get into a fight with a boyfriend, I'm literally going to be, and further fucking more, dude. I'm out.
That's where your mind goes. You're like, when I one day fight with a boyfriend and I have another thought, throw that shit in. For the
dude, I might
more.
Write that in my notes. Further fucking more?
Oh my God. So epic. Erica also is blocking him from getting support from her.
Okay, yes.
So that's when things started to get a little fishy. So I had to call in to my Bravo chat room co-host, Kate Chastain, who is a sleuth. And always knows what's going on. And she has a serious conspiracy theory. Do you remember we were like, this is so weird. Like, he's going to die. Like, just stay with him like 3 more years. She thinks Tom is in like such bad legal trouble that he's actually saving her, saying get out and like putting a lot of stuff in her name. And she wants to block him from being able to take from her so that if he goes bankrupt, they can't take it from her. So she thinks this is actually an act of romance, that Erica Jane is saving him by divorcing and then taking a lot of his assets.
And if that's not love, I don't know what is. So, if my husband doesn't say, hey, babe, you're going to divorce me, I'm going to put everything in your name, you're going to be the rich one, and then when I get in trouble, everything will be fine, then I'll come back and we'll live happily ever after.
I mean, she might be soldiering up for her man right now. But also,
if this doesn't happen to me in my marriage, I don't want it.
This is like the modern Romeo and Juliet, and then they just both, you know, anyway, one of them's gonna die soon. It's wild, right?
No, that's wild, and it makes 1,000% sense.
But it also stresses me out because everyone's like, I want to be with a rich guy. I want to be with a rich guy. But these rich guys, like, more money, more problems. They go from being the richest to, like, no money in a second because of, like, a couple sketchy deals.
Can I tell you something? I've dated a whole gambit of, is that the word?
Gambit. Okay.
Did I just use? Yeah. Okay, bitch. I went to college. I've dated, like, a whole plethora of, like, different tiers of men, and like some really rich, some like family money, some on their own. I'm gonna tell you something, the really rich ones I don't fuck with sometimes. Like, it's like, I'm like, you're weird. Like, you're so weird. You
well,
don't
the
have
money
a personality
is sometimes uncomfortable. Do you remember, like, we've been in places with guys back in the day where it's like so much wealth that we're like, this was not legal wealth, things were stolen. This is,
I'm like, if your staff could stop asking me if I'm okay.
If the bro has staff, some shit went down that is illegal.
Yeah.
I always said, like, crazy. I want a guy who, like, made his own money, but, like, not too much that he's, like, there's, like, money, people are like, oh, I want a rich man. It's much more complicated than that. And these guys who are born on third base, do you know that saying?
No.
So, like, born on third base means, like, you are born into a rich family. You're on third already. It's a sports saying. And you
wow,
can, like,
I've never
home.
Heard that before. I love that.
Yeah,
I've heard,
so, like, when you're born on third base, a lot of them have a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah,
they don't
the
feel
worst.
Like they earned it while they're watching other guys work, get to first, get to second. And when I say guys, I also mean women.
Yeah.
Women, and they feel like they have to prove themselves, or they're never going to live up to their daddy's expectations or whatever. So sometimes, like, just get a guy who, like, makes his own money. Get a fucking fireman. Like, they're great.
Dude, I literally just want someone who thinks I'm the funniest person in the world, and like, that's it. Like, cool. We'll be fine.
I think,
like,
early
20s, we'll be able to eat.
You have to date guys who are, like, what you think on paper, like the prince from fucking Disney movies, and then you realize, like, the prince is a narcissist.
1,000%. 1,000%. That's why I always say, when girls, like, will DM me, like, what should I do about this, this, and this? I'm like, date a 7. Because then he thinks you're so much hotter. Like,
dude,
I'm telling you.
These princes in Disney movies, they're fucking terrible. Even, not even the princes. Fucking Simba was a fuckboy. Nala was literally there for him, and he's like, oh, I have daddy issues. And, like, ran away to become king because he's obsessed with becoming king. Meanwhile, Nala was the shit from day one. And
they need to do, like, a second one where Nala's just like, and further fucking more, Simba? Do you remember when we were kids?
Also, Simba, how are you going to trust Scar? Like, he looks like a villain. Just look at the guy. He speaks like a creepo, and you're
how
trusting him. How did we get here? What's next?
Okay. Let's do... Oh, also, one more thing about... look
Simba?
At that allegedly case. Not one more thing about Simba, but one more thing about Erica Jane. They're filming right now.
Fucking finally, because Erica Jane has been sitting on the back burner the last couple seasons, not bringing it. I'm sorry. She has so much potential.
I agree.
And she'll just sit in a conversation, and she has a look on her face, and you're like, say what you want to say, and she doesn't. So...
Okay, next.
But this is a good transition for.
Okay.
People were saying that Erica might be hooking up with Gleb.
Okay. Let's dive into that. Hold on. Let me find where I have that screenshotted. So I don't watch Dancing with the Stars, so I didn't know the pros' names.
Yeah.
But apparently, like, people are really obsessed with them.
Yes.
So Gleb is one of the professional dancers, and he was paired with Chrishell. They got out in, like, the 8th round.
Mm-hmm.
So I was reading all these articles, blah, blah, blah. Everyone was basically like, yeah, they had, like, the flirtiest relationship ever. His wife came out and was like, a most recent friendship was very inappropriate. And, like, I'm just done. She's like, I'm just, like, I can't. Here's the thing that's crazy to me. When all of this was going down and Gleb was divorcing his wife, Chrishell put on her Instagram story, like, I've gone through a public breakup. Like, I feel like it's so sad that I'm being, like, brought into this. Like, I have nothing. Hold on. Let me read the exact thing. I'm so saddened about news of Gleb and Elena's split. It is unfortunate that this has caused rumors to swirl about my personal life. Having gone through a public split myself, I would not wish this on anyone. As you can imagine, the countless hours of training and dance rehearsals created a strong supportive friendship, but nothing more. I wish nothing but the best for both Gleb and Elena. Here's the thing. If she was hooking up with him, this is wild to post. So that makes me think, like, they didn't have a sexual relationship, because if you're posting this and then it comes out like she was fucking him, that's insane.
But also, that seems so guilty to me, that post. Like, if there were rumors that you were hooking up with, like, some guy, some Bravo celebrity or something that you didn't, would mm-hmm. you do a statement? I feel like I'd be like, whatever.
I think either way, I wouldn't do a statement.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I
wouldn't
know.
Do a statement. Like, if people, like, let them talk, whatever. It's just so not true. It's like the fact that she felt, or maybe she just likes the drama.
Everyone said that she was also mad. Like, she wanted to do press after they got eliminated, but they couldn't.
Ooh, the question is Chrishell a nightmare or not? Because she's framed on Selling Sunset as, like, the peach of the show. But
right.
Then, remember, Shishu had drama with her.
Shishu did, and we stan Shishu.
We stan Shishu. Sheena said that Chrishell stopped talking to her once Chrishell got, like, big, or Justin Hartley got, like, really famous. When it's,
yeah,
like, Chrishell, you're a reality TV thought like us, too, you know?
Right. Takes one to know one.
Would you go on Dancing with the Stars?
Yep, 1,000%.
Would you like it?
I think so.
I feel like I hate not being great at things. And, like, we're really good at shaking our ass. We're good at, like, swaggy dancing, like, little,
like,
dance.
Like, Caitlin
moves.
Bristow is crushing it.
She's also a professional dancer.
Okay, well, so that's unfair.
Like,
you know?
I love Caitlin, and she loves
I
dancing,
love
and it was her dream to go on. But it's, like, I don't understand the show Dancing with the Stars, because it's, like, you have a football player who literally has a broken knee.
Right.
And then, like, a professional dancer. Like Caitlin Bristow. But whatever. We're not going to get into it. What's next?
Okay. Oh, let's do Cassie David and Pete Davidson, because this just, like, was interesting to me.
Oh, I haven't heard this.
Okay, so Cassie David, who is Larry David's daughter, who mm-hmm. dated Pete Davidson for 2 years,
yeah,
wrote a book. And it's a collection of her essays. It's called No One Asked for This. And she talks about when her and Pete broke up, and she actually broke up with him. And then a few days later, she called him crying, like, I made the wrong decision. And he said to her, like, it's the happiest I've been, like, the past couple of days. Then she found out that he was already, like, quickly moved on to Ariana Grande, and then they were engaged, like, 2 months after. Her and her dad were on a plane, and I guess she cried in her dad's arm, like, the entire time. And then she was in the bathroom, like, crying, and the dad came, and Larry David came in and was like, our people survived the Holocaust. Like, you're going to survive this. Which is such, like, an amazing thing that he said that, and just, like, such a dad thing, you know? Like,
I
feel like any
big picture.
Dads are so big picture. Like, yeah. Anytime I've ever broken up with someone, I think my dad's response has been the same. Like, huh, he was nice. You know, like, he was a nice guy. You
dads
know, like,
don't get into the little details.
Yeah, they don't get into it.
Like,
and
moms
just, like,
will, like, repeat a conversation he had with you over and over again to dissect it and understand what he really meant.
Right.
Where dads are like, I didn't like how he shook my hand that first time.
It's like,
I didn't,
yeah,
like that handshake.
You know, if you like him, I like him. We don't like him? Okay. But, you know, like, that's how dads are, and I think it's great.
That's fun. But yeah, it actually is good sometimes to step out of your little world. I actually have a tweet, one of my favorite tweets. Not relating my tweets to Larry David, but I just have to say, I say, when life is hard and things are getting you down, it's important to remember that no one cares.
Dude, Hannah, I'm not even trying to gas you up right now. I was at a friend's house a couple days ago, and I was just like, oh my God, like, you know, my best friend, Hannah, you know, like, I'm always, like, chatting. I'm like, I'm the worst, but, like, you could be friends with my friend Hannah. Do you want a date? No. And I brought up your Instagram, and someone was like, oh, like, let me see, like, all her tweets. And you had just posted that one, and I was like, this is hilarious. And it gave me, like, more points. I was like, I'm friends with funny people.
We are such New York friends because to each other's faces, we're like, you're a fucking idiot. And then if someone else comes up to us, I'm like, yeah, Paige is my best friend. I know, she's so cool.
Literally, I think that's when you know that person like is down for you, because the only people that do that are your best friend and your parents. Like,
I was about to say, my dad does that too. To my face, he's like, you just don't do anything around the house. You eat my Oreo. And then to his friends, he's like bragging about me.
I'm not kidding. My mom just did it to me 10 minutes ago. I was like, I'm recording my podcast with Hannah. And this is why you have to subscribe to our Patreon. She goes, are you gonna put makeup on though? She's like, are you video? And I was like, yeah, mom, it's like whatever. Like, it's just like our Patreon, like it doesn't really matter. She's like, okay. I mean, okay. You know, like disappointed in me that I didn't get up and shower and like put a full beat on. I was like, what?
Our moms are such momagers. Like, I was filming Chat Room yesterday and she was like, I was telling her I was prepping some jokes and she's like, but are you gonna brush your hair?
Like they stop talking, they don't want to say it. They're like, are you, they want us to like figure it out,
yeah, make it
like we're still
idea.
In like third grade, like if no, it was your idea to put mascara on, not mine,
but what's
you
funny,
wanted to
that quote that I wrote that says like, even when life is getting you down, it's important to remember that no one cares. I got a message recently that was like, this is so fucked up. Her name is Jessica, obviously. She was like, this is so fucked up, people deal with actual depression. And I'm like, oh, she missed the whole point of the tweet. I didn't respond because I'm working on not responding to negative energy.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But it's like, the point of the tweet is that when you get all like down on yourself, it's important to remember like that conversation you have stuck in your head that you're thinking affected someone, or like literally no one, everyone's thinking about themselves and suffering the same way you are. This is our mental health moment.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
this is our mental health moment. When I say no one cares, it's literally that like everyone's in it together and we're all just trying to survive our own things. No one is sitting there like harping on your shit right now. Everyone's worried about themselves.
So concerned about how they look that they're not worried about like how you're acting in a particular moment, because they're so in their own head.
And once you remember that, you'll be better in social situations, because you won't think that like, you know, when you walk in you think everyone's like thinking a type of way about you, they're not. Like, maybe for a second, but then they go on.
Also, here's a hot take. In my early 20s, when I would go out and then I'd wake up the next morning, like hungover or whatever, I would just be like, cool, let's like go on with my day. In my late 20s, I wake up sometimes and I'm like, oh, so everyone definitely hates me, right? Like everyone. So I'm texting my friends. I'm like, what did everyone say about me last night? And they're like, what? And I'm like, everyone is mad at me, right? Like, they don't want to be my friend. They think I'm crazy. It's like, not one person brought you up. Not one. Like, no one said any. I think they forgot you were there. They didn't even. No, they're like, was Paige at dinner? I didn't see her.
It's so funny because I recently had a social situation that like we haven't been socializing that much because of COVID. But I went to this like small intimate birthday party, and I was the whole time, I think I was pretty good. And then at the very end, there was this girl who I knew her like drama. Like, people had been talking, like some guy cheated on her and it was like a mess. And then she got back with him and everyone was mad about it.
And she was there?
She was what?
She was there. Like, she's at this place that you're at?
She was at the place. Basically, she had like some relationship drama that people were not happy about.
Okay.
And, but she's like a good friend of everyone. At the very end, I was like, oh my God, it was so nice to meet you. Bye. Like, you know, when you're like, I succeeded in this social place.
Yeah.
Like, I'm leaving on top.
I crushed this one. I crushed this one.
I'm like, let's leave on top. And I go, I had so much fun. So great to meet you. And she goes, I know, I'm so happy after hearing so much about you. And I was like, same. I heard so much about you. And as I said that, I was like, oh no, she's going to take it as I know all her drama. And I give her a hug. I walk out and I'm immediately with my friend and I'm like, oh no. Oh, I fucked it up. She thinks I've been talking about her. I was in like a 10-minute like dark place, and then I was like, why do I even go to social events if I'm gonna just put my foot in my mouth when I'm trying to be nice? I could have stayed home and not dealt with any of this anxiety. So that's just how my beautiful brain works.
I love that.
Like, it's such an innocent thing that like that girl could have been like, oh really?
Oh, so
wow,
you,
everyone
okay.
knows Hannah cool. knows
cool. I do this thing where like when I meet new people, Also, sometimes I do it when I, like, don't know them. Has your friend ever... Okay, this is crazy. Has your friend ever introduced you to someone and they're like, oh, this is Becca, like, you know... And you don't know anything about Becca. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't think your friend has ever brought this person up to you, mm-hmm. but they're acting like they have. And you're like, I do this thing where I'm like, oh, so nice to meet you. I've heard so many things about you. I feel like I know you.
Yep.
And then immediately then they're like, oh my God, that's so great. And I'm like, you never brought Becca up to me. Who the fuck is Becca?
And then it's like, God forbid if Becca was like, so you know about like what school I went to, right? Like yeah. we went to school, the school we went to. Do you know which one that you know all about?
They're like quizzing you and you're like,
I'm so bad at that. I'm such a people pleaser. When people like say a movie quote and they're like, you know that movie, I always say yes. And I'm
yeah,
like,
you
please
never
don't quiz
do.
Me on the movie. Please don't quiz me on the movie. Oh no, I have like anxiety. Thank you.
About what? Right
just
now
the
you
social
do?
Situation.
Okay guys. Shoot.
I think people think
shoot,
we're
shoot,
actually
shoot.
Like so outgoing.
No, we're
and
not.
So easy and like we're a fucking mess together. We just end up in a corner of a party just like giggling and then people think we're weird.
No. I'm not good in social situations. Like no. If I don't really, really know you, I probably come off as a bitch, but really inside I'm having like a triggering panic attack.
No, you undertalk and I overtalk. When you're nervous, 1,000%. You don't talk. When I'm 1,000%. Nervous, I will fucking talk to everyone in the room and be like, let's get out of here. I pissed off like 10 people.
That's why everyone thinks you're so nice because you're like chatting to everyone. Everyone's like, what does Paige have a stick up her ass? Like she's not even talking.
When
I'm like, no, I'm just
know,
so nervous.
I'm like so quiet. I just like stop talking. I'm just like, okay, I'm good. I proved myself. Okay, what's next?
Okay. Fucking goddamn. Oh, let's talk about Olivia Wilde and Jason. I can't.
So, like, why did you like them originally?
Okay, this is why I originally liked them. I love a couple where the girl is just, like, so hot. Yeah. And the guy's, like, good looking. But if he wasn't famous, you wouldn't be like, damn. Like, I would hook up with him.
But he's also really, really funny.
So funny. And I just felt like, wow, there's a couple that their personalities must mesh so well together because she could get like yeah. some really hot athlete and yeah. he could get like a, even though she's gorgeous, like a dumb supermodel that he doesn't give a shit about. Like, mm-hmm. I just felt like their relationship was so pure. And then I was reading about how they met. They kept running into each other. Like, just kept, like, seeing each other in, like, the same circle. And finally, she had one of her friends go up to him and be like, here's Olivia's number. Fucking use it. And I think that girls have to, like, forget that guys are actually so much more nervous than us.
So nervous and so insecure.
So, yeah.
Their biggest like, fear is rejection.
Right. And, like, we give them too much credit that, like, they probably don't like me. No, they probably do. You just scare them.
And the only way to know if they like you or not is to at least put out a little olive branch. I was going to say olive leaf.
I thought you were going to say just put out. I was like, oh, that is an approach. To like just be in their bed naked and be like, hey, we never talked about it. Do you like me? It's forward.
For some reason, I always think of when I think of Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis, I think of the guy from The Office and his girlfriend.
You think of Emily? This is crazy if this is who I get. You think of Emily Blunt and John Krasinski.
Yeah.
Like you think they're the other person or
like
they
just
come to
the
your
same
brain.
They are the same couple. Like when I saw they broke up, I was like, "Oh, that sucks for the guy from The Office."
Wait, Hannah, that's so funny.
It's a very similar couple where like, yes. the girl is like definitely gorgeous and hotter and like yes. not straight up comedian, but like definitely funny.
Funny.
And then he's like goofy hot.
Yes. Dude, that's so spot on. Thanks. Okay, if John Krasinski and Emily Blunt broke up though, I'd have like a real problem.
Wait, but do we know any details of why the other two broke up?
So then I was looking at Dumois, and it said that they broke up actually in the beginning of the year, and they've been co-parenting. Mm-hmm. And Dumois
had
posted. They have two. They have a son and a daughter. They have Otis, who is 6, and then they have a daughter, Daisy, who's 4. Oh. But that they were seen out in New York City, like, together. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's just, like, a... hey, like, we're just not in love with each other anymore, but, like, I love you as a person. Let's be cool and be friends and take care of our kids, but, like, whatever. So I feel like it wasn't some big, like, tumultuous
But these actors' breakup. Lifestyles, if you think about it, like, yeah, they've never spent this much time together consecutively. Right? And it's, like, it's kind of sad that it's, like, oh, the more time you spend with your loved one, the person, your soulmate, you're realizing you hate them.
People said that they didn't notice this, but in February, he stayed to party with, like, some SNL people. I think he was on one night. And she got an award for Book Smart. Mm. And he didn't attend, like, whatever award ceremony it was. Mm-hmm. Also, they worked on that together. He was the...
We saw Book Smart together.
Yeah, we did.
We went to the premiere together and saw Olivia Wilde.
Oh my God, I forgot we saw... Okay, gorgeous in person. I mean, stunning. Gorgeous.
One of the people, like, round forehead goals. Like, as a round forehead girl.
I totally get what you're saying.
Stunning. You know what I mean?
She was flawless in person. And she was tall. She was taller in person than I thought.
She's also clearly so talented. She directed that movie. We loved it.
And what did he do? Produce it?
No idea. But we saw it with Jordan.
And we saw it with Armand.
With who?
Armand.
Oh, my ex. Yeah, we saw it with Armand and Jordan.
Just in case Des was listening, I had to whisper.
I can't hear you.
Oh, my God. When can we start our ASMR channel? Because I actually like doing ASMR. Okay. Now we're doing ASMR Giggly Squad.
Yeah.
I feel like if we had any guy listeners, I just made them hard. Okay. Next.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Okay, further fucking more. Britney Spears.
Oh my God, Britney Spears. I keep on like wanting to read these intense narratives that these magazines write.
And we have to talk about Larsa. Okay, let's do Brit and then we'll do Larsa.
I just want you to tell me what's happening with Brit because I can't read all these
exposés. I know, I'm going to break it down in like a couple sentences. Sometimes people go too into detail and it's like, I don't need to know that she like had breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically the judge ruled that they're not taking her father off the conservatorship, but they added in a new co-conservator that's going to add more eyes on things, and it's a company. So it's a legitimate... Hold on, let me find the name of it.
Do you think she's been acting so weird as a way to symbolize she needs help, and all the stuff she's doing are like symbols of saying, help me?
Like, actually on Instagram? Like, yeah, you're like, saying, like, the
saying
videos...
They're saying, like, she's doing, like, Morse code stuff, like, the amount of time she walks in and out of frame, or, like, the color she's wearing, and that, like... Because, like, she's acting very strange.
I mean... I don't know if she's that calculating, and... This all happened, like, in 2007, And you, like, okay, so like the point of the conservatorship is that she's not mentally capable of handling her money.
Her life.
But I feel like that could make you go even more crazy if you actually are.
Also, who cares what the bitch does with her money? Like, take your 20% manager and let her live. Like, I don't know.
It's just, this is like really annoying me that I can't find the name of this company. But whatever. So it's actually a good thing, the outcome of what happened. Like, yeah, she wants him off. But the judge also didn't rule that she couldn't come back again and be like, no, I really want him off. Okay. So at some point he could come off. But there's also other people.
What is the dad saying through all this? Is he just quiet?
The dad is just like, I'm not fucking leaving. The dad is literally Leonardo DiCaprio in The Wolf of Wall Street.
The dad's like, drag me, bitch. Drag me.
So, and also the dad's getting him, like, paid. So, obviously, he's not trying to leave anywhere. So, it's a corporate trustee to sit alongside her father to give more of an objective perspective. So, she's going to be better. She's going to be way better. But it's not amazing.
It's also, like, if she can't function because she can't even handle her money, how is she having a full-on relationship with a man?
Hold on. This other thing says, on public financial records revealed that Spears loves to shop on household supplies, frequently visiting Target, Home Depot, Walmart, Bed Bath & Beyond, and more, and travels frequently. The singer was recently spotted in an exotic location, Hawaii, Miami, Turks, and Caicos.
That sounds like
obviously everyone loves to go
to Target. Normal
thing.
Like, that's normal thing I've ever heard.
Literally.
He's like, this bitch goes to Home Goods to get candles every single
week.
And
she doesn't
need
them.
So does everyone. Also, if I was Britney Spears, I would fucking buy the Home Goods.
Bro, I can't. I'm done with Jamie Spears.
Jamie? Oh, it's that's the dad. Also, any dad that names his daughter the same name as him, grow up.
Oh my God, I didn't even think of that. Imagine if my name was Gary and Gary's name wasn't Gary.
Okay, what's going on
But wait, it'd actually be really cute if your name was Danny, like D-A-N-I.
Danny and Daniel.
Yeah.
You love boys' names for girls.
I love boys' names for girls. Why is that? Like, I love... My mom hates it, so we all know that I won't be able to do it. But I love, like, the name Ryan for a girl.
I could totally see you doing that.
I love the name Jordan for a girl.
I'm naming my daughter Lucy because it's my middle name.
Oh, yeah, I said that. You said that before. I can't say my actual baby name because I don't trust you guys. Someone will take it and, like, I can't have that.
Literally, like, people are not that obsessed with you that they're going to steal your baby name.
You don't know that for sure.
Watch me name my baby the baby name.
Yeah, I know you're going to do it. just to piss me off. And you're like, just kidding. We're changing the birth certificate. You're like going to play a prank on me when you have a child. Like, it's going to be
hopefully
so
dramatic. I don't have a child soon.
Okay, let's do Larsa Pippen.
Yeah. I need to know because, like, I just saw the post and I couldn't get into reading it. Tell me.
Okay. First of all, I would love to be friends with Jordan Woods just to, like, know what she's thinking. So she did, like, this whole interview. She did this whole public thing where she's talking about all the Kardashians. A big no-no. The ironic part is that when Jordan Woods got, like, the red table talk and was, you know, speaking her truth, Larsa was tweeting at her, like, I solve my problems in private. Like, I can't believe you're doing all of this. Larsa's just jealous that no one gives a shit about, like, how she feels. She thought she was going to get a red table talk. Like, and everyone was just like, we're in 2020. And
she get in a big fight?
So she's saying that the Kardashians aren't her friend anymore because Kanye brainwashed them all against her. And she's saying that she's the only one that ever would pick up Kanye's phone calls when he was, like, going on these rants at, like, 4 a.m. in the morning. And are you laughing because I said 4 a.m. in the morning?
No, I'm laughing because what kind of husband is going on rants that you need your friend to answer their phone at 4 a.m. to listen to his rants?
Could you imagine if, like, I woke up tonight at 4 a.m. and Dez was just calling me and I was just like, hello?
Like, it's fucking insane. And then they're probably just like, he's a creative artist. Like, he's an artist. Let him be creative and yell
and
at everyone.
And so she blocked him. And she's saying that's, like, what caused, like, the riff and whatever. And then when they're talking about Tristan, she said that she brought Tristan mm-hmm. to a party. And then, and that's where, like, he met everyone. And then 10 days later, he was, seeing Chloe. And Chloe was like, the word dating is a stretch. Larsa wasn't dating him.
Oh, wait. She was saying she brought him to a party while she was seeing him.
Correct. And then he met Chloe. And then 10 days later, he's dating Chloe. Here's the thing. I hate when girls are like, yeah, we dated. And I'm like, bitch, you went on one date. You have to have a thing with someone for like a month, mm-hmm. 2 months to be like, oh, yeah, we were like
because
dating.
In
we're
places
seeing
like
each other.
New York City and LA, if you can't touch a guy that your friend went on one date with, no one would be able to date anyone.
We would all be single for the rest of our lives.
Also, you it's do called have, talking. It's called talking.
Here's the thing also. You do have like that one, maybe two people that like – you had a thing with, maybe you mm-hmm. didn't fully date them or maybe you did, mm-hmm. that your friends all know, like, if you even brought that shit up to, like, talk to him, I would murder you.
Yeah.
I have, like, a couple of those where I'm like, no.
Well, those hurt the most, the guys you didn't actually date, but there's a difference between, like, messing around with a guy for months and it not getting there because he was bullied in third grade and he has attachment issues or whatever the fuck his problem is. Sorry.
Further fucking more.
but if you went on two dates with a guy, you talked to him. That's called talking.
You think two dates.
If you went on three dates and it just never went anywhere. I mean, my thing is also like if you did not fall for the guy and he's clearly hitting it off so much better with someone else, who are you to stop love?
Right. Like, if I really don't give a shit about you, I'm like, you could, like, have sex with my mom. Like, I don't care.
Or also,
you know?
There's guys I've liked, but, like, if they got along so well with one of my friends, I want love. Like, I want people to be happy. And, like, clearly we were not meant to be. But, yeah, there's some
more. I want everyone to be so in love. Just, be so in love. Like, I don't. Who am I to stand in front of you?
Also,
be so in love.
Is Larsa, like, not going to get slammed, but, like, with legal fees or, like, getting sued and stuff for this?
Who knows? Also.
Also, Larsa Pippen was on Selling Sunset.
Dude, Larsa Pippen was also Real Housewives of Miami.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, Larsa, calm down.
No, Larsa's thirsty.
I mean, as a thirsty bitch, like, I totally get wanting, like, to get attention. But there's a difference between, like, wanting it so bad and, like, deserving it. You know what I mean? Like, work hard for it. Don't just, like, cause drama for no reason. Yeah, have a thing.
Yeah, like, what's your thing, Larsa? Like, what is your thing?
Like, is it outfit dates?
Yeah.
No.
Is it mental health moments? Mm-mm.
No.
That's
is
Hannah's
it fart
thing.
Jokes?
Is it horoscopes, but with it spelled like whore? No, because you're not that clever to think of that. So what's your thing? Wow, I'm going to start saying that to people. What's your thing? Okay, Jordan Woods also tweeted, make it make sense.
So Jordan's actually taking the Kardashian side?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because she probably also knows, because she probably has such other insider info. She's obviously hung with Larsa like 1,000 times. So she probably knows like this bitch is crazy.
But also it feels like Larsa's throwing a ton of shit at the at the wall and seeing what sticks, like spaghetti.
1,000%.
And it's like,
I think she thought people were going to be like up in arms.
Yeah, like no one's choosing you over the Kardashians.
Like,
when you don't, I'm sorry, you don't bring anything.
We were like,
Larsa,
we put up with you because Kim liked you, but like we didn't care.
Also, the Kardashians have done so much for her.
Right. I mean,
also, she's Scottie Pippen's ex. I just want people to know that. If you watch the Michael Jordan documentary, Scottie Pippen, that's the word Pippen.
Okay, what do we have next? Oh, Teresa Giudice has a new boyfriend.
We love that for her.
I love that.
Was she like obsessed with Juicy Joe in the beginning? Like, were they cute?
Did you watch?
So cute. They were so cute.
He never liked her though, I feel like. He was always mean to her and it always pissed me off.
Yeah, but she like was obsessed with him. So this is an empowering moment. I was hoping she would get with the pool guy because the pool guy is fucking hot.
I'll get with the pool guy. The pool guy was hot.
We all were like, leave your mans.
I was also, like, suddenly I need a pool in my studio apartment. This is weird.
So we're so happy for Trey Trey.
We love him. They were seen at, he has two boys. I feel like they're just like modern day Brady Bunch. You know, she has four girls. He has two boys. They're just like living their best lives. Mm-hmm. They were seen spotted out this weekend at like one of their, I think his son's like one of his games or something. Where did, I can't even find the story. I'm doing this literally all from memory right now. He's the co-founder of a digital media solutions company.
Okay.
So he's just like a normal.
That means he's rich when you don't know what that means. Like
launched
if you can't,
his first. Yeah.
If you can't explain the company, it means he's rich.
Dude, if someone says what they do and I'm just like, what? I'm like, so you're rich. And like, I don't know what those words
mean. Think a ton of the Real Housewives husbands. You have no idea what they do. Investing? What is that?
Do you like who?
What does Dorit's husband do?
He's a manager.
Of what?
Celebrities.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Also, what does PK stand for?
I think, well, his last name's Clemsley. So his first name, I think, is Peter. Oh. Pretty self-explanatory. I'm either really fucking smart or we're both so dumb. You know? I'm like, well, actually, physics is. If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry lashes are in. Bold eye looks are in. It could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, speaking of Bravo, I think it's the perfect time to do what we're binging right now because there is some amazing stuff.
No, there's some wild things happening.
What are you watching right now?
Salt Lake City. First thoughts. First initial thoughts.
Salt Lake City, I'm not going to lie, they were marketing it down our throats, which they always do. It's kind of like most dramatic season ever, and we're like, okay, Chris Harrison, whatever. I turned it on. Obsessed.
No, obsessed.
Messy, weird, crazy. The housewives are also so good when the people aren't famous because they want the fame so bad, so they do the most ridiculous shit. Like, for example, this woman, Jen, threw a party for Meredith.
Mm-hmm.
And it clearly was just her party.
Yep.
She had a flower wall with her name on it.
Name on it.
And the producer like, was this just a party for you? Like, what did the dancers have to do with Meredith? And she was like, she thought about it and she was like, nope, that was for me.
I can't wait to watch Jen thrive. Thrive. Yeah. She's gonna be one. I think
she's weirdly likable, though.
Yes, she's weirdly likable. Like when she first came on the screen, I was like, "This bitch is going to be a nightmare." Yeah. And then I was like, "I kind of like fuck with
but
her."
But then, the two New York.
We met her husband. We met her family, and I was like, "No, I love that.
I love her." And then there's the two like New York girls. Meredith's one, or like they were Jewish, whatever. And then the other one, I forget her name, but she's the Lisa.
Yeah.
Lisa's the one
that pretended she didn't know. Okay. And I was like,
so you're shooting a reality show and you know one of the girls is the cast members and someone says you went way back with her, like to college, and you go, not really. What does that mean, Paige? Like, you're better at girl code than me. You went to an all-girl school. What was that interaction?
She's big dogging her. She was like, no, I knew you in college, but how dare you put me in your circle in college? I was way better than that. I don't know what you did. Yeah. But yeah, I knew who you were, but you weren't in my inner circle.
Yeah.
And now I know you in our adult life, but like, don't act like we were homies.
Yeah, like, don't attach
then.
Me to
She's
you.
She's big dogging her. I mean, girl code 101. I mean, we said this over the summer. If you really want to get at someone, you pretend that you don't know who they are.
That's literally like, the meanest like, thing you
oh,
can
I
do.
Don't, sorry,
literally
I don't
forget their
you.
Name.
Forget their name.
But my question to you is, if you were Heather, what's the best way to respond when a mean girl is big dogging you?
You laugh. You're like, oh, okay. Oh, she didn't remember me? Yeah. I got it.
Because Heather, I didn't love how she was like, she thinks she's better than me. And it's like, yeah, we all know that. You don't have to like, but I feel like what I would have done is I would have been like, oh, interesting. She's got stuff to hide. Like, just turn it on to her.
Like,
turn it on to her and be like, I don't know what she's so embarrassed about. I'm not going to say anything.
1,000%. You have to be like, yeah, no, I would. I've seen her in college. She was, yeah. No, I'd say I didn't know me either. But yeah, like, act
I'd
like
be
you
like,
so much
I'd say,
dirt
I mean,
on
I was
her.
Being nice to say we were friends. Like, obviously, we weren't best friends, but like, I was being nice. But if she went, okay.
Yeah.
Like, keep it mysterious. Don't just be, going, she thinks she's cooler than me. Cause I was like, bitch, you are cool. You married like the king of Mormonism.
Dude, that's another thing. It's kind of wild. Like, the whole Mormon. Dude, wait. The woman that's married
to her step grandfather.
No, I can't.
My thing
no,
is,
I can't.
First of all, it's selfish of the nana or the grandma to be like, you don't get to get your own mans. I need, when I die, you need to watch my mans and make sure he's not with anyone else.
That's literally what
like,
she
what? Did. The fuck?
She was like, I'm dead, so I can't have these crazy bitches around. You watch
you
him.
You watch him. I'd be like grandma, no, thank you. It's like, when my grandma dies, give me your, like, Hervé Leger dress. Like, I want your diamonds. I want, like,
I don't want your mans. Dude, that is the craziest thing ever. And wait, are they all not drinking?
So this is the thing. I played BYU in college. I went to Utah. And these girls, it's crazy. They're wearing these like little short tennis skirts, like full makeup. And the people I was talking to were like, yeah, so like you sign something at BYU that says you can't drink. You don't drink coffee. You will not have sex. That's part of like the Mormonism of BYU. Like, basketball players have been kicked out because they were found like having sex. So I'm looking at this girl. She looks like a totally normal girl. If anything, a little bit like... She looks like fun.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, she doesn't drink or have sex. And in my head, I'm like, but then I realized the Mormon community, they said at these parties, there's like the ones who do drink who aren't Mormons. And then the Mormons who are just like, don't tell anyone we're drinking. So there's like a modern culture to it. And I kind of love that we're seeing that.
Yeah. I mean, because I love drinking. Like, I love drinking. You know, like, I look forward to that shit. I look forward to sitting down at a dinner with my girlfriends and being like, run that back. Another round.
Paige, are you okay?
We'll talk about it next episode. No, but it's so crazy because, like, I don't know any. I don't think I know one person that's Mormon. Like, I don't know anything about it.
I know.
And also, I had no idea that Salt Lake City had this, like, wealth. Like, what have I been living under a rock? Also, we talked about Potomac fashion and them not finding their way, and everyone, like, every franchise finds their fashion mm-hmm. way. Salt Lake City came out and they were like, no, we know our fashion. This is us.
Oh, my God. Did you, like, love the feathery pink that she wore?
I was like, okay, so now I need a home in Salt Lake City.
Wait, I'm obsessed with that for us. Also, they love, like, wait, we have to talk about the greatest character of the show, though.
Brooks.
Brooks.
Hands down. Best character.
So
best
Brooks character. Is the gay son of Meredith, who came in not giving a flying fuck. Literally no. was like, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
And he calls, he and also him and his dad like love each other, but his dad's like a huge dick, clearly. He's like, Dad, you seriously didn't even come over for mom's birthday? Ugh, whatever. I have to go to this party alone. Can you just FaceTime me?
And he was like, I just lit all these candles. I'm so tired. I was like, I need you to be my friend yesterday.
He's
like,
amazing.
He's amazing.
But then later on, you see the dad call Meredith out being like, are you cheating on me?
Oh, shit.
The thing with these housewife shows is like, you need to get your whole fucking family down for the mess.
Yeah, you have
to. You need to be like, are you ready to get messy? Like, you have to turn on your own family on TV.
Right, because, like, Lisa's husband doesn't really like her, right?
Lisa. Oh, I haven't looked at it.
It's kind of crazy when you can see couples on screen for the first time, and you're just mm-hmm. like, yeah, so you guys don't really fuck with each other, right?
Oh, my God,
you know, like,
yeah.
It's just, like, interesting.
It's so interesting.
Where, like,
interesting
Jen and her husband, her husband's obsessed with her.
Who?
Jen.
Yes. Yes.
He's like, you don't have to do anything, just look pretty. And I'm like... Don't tempt me with a good
time.
And
then when Jen's like, people are like, where's your husband? She's like, oh, he's gone, so he doesn't know how much money I spend and the mess that we do to the house during the party. When he comes back, it's perfect.
Yeah, I love that relationship.
Also, anyway,
wait, what about the blonde, what's her name, who they just threw in a vow renewal, and she was like, yes, we were cheating on our spouses. I was like, what? What's
and
going
then
on
her
here?
Dad is like a drug addict, which we see later on, the guy with like the black hair. Yeah. Like, and she is so sweet looking, but it's like they basically both got kicked out from the church. And then the final thing is the fact that there was a full fight because Mary said that Jen smelled like, and I quote, hospital.
And it was at that moment
that I star was born.
That I questioned why I'm not friends with all of these people. You know, like, it was TV gold. It was TV gold.
True,
and like
TV
Housewives,
gold.
we have fought about some dumb shit.
This,
like,
was up there.
I say we because I feel,
I mean,
like,
Lucy,
I am
Juicy Apple Goosey. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. So there, everyone tune into Salt Lake City. This
so
is not sponsored.
So many ridiculous fights. And, like, I think You Smell Like Hospital is top five.
And then she wouldn't even, I think Jen just wanted, like, a sorry. But the girl was like, then she goes, I have really, really dark memories in hospitals, which is totally valid. But then she was
speak your
truth. I got my odor pores removed.
Wait, I think I missed her
saying
that.
That's what she said. She goes, it was when I got my odor pores removed. First of all,
I
didn't know that was a thing. Second of all, it sounds like a thing that, like, you decided to do, like an elective surgery. I thought she was going to be like, my whole family died in the hospital once. She goes, I got my odor pores removed and it was super dark and I can't smell hospital and you smelled like hospital. And then the other girl's like, yeah, my aunt got her legs amputated. I'm like, okay, how many times do we have to say the
word
amputated?
What is an odor pore? I actually don't want to know. I don't even.
I don't want to know.
I don't need the science.
I think
that.
Mary's turning into the villain. Well, she's starting off villainy. And who's your favorite so far?
Oh, God, that's so hard. Okay, I think Lisa is, like, such a bitch, but yeah. I fucking love her. Like,
oh,
I
God.
Like Lisa, Meredith.
Uh-huh.
I do like Jen. Okay, also, there's a lot of work going on in Salt Lake City. Like, they're doing a lot.
Oh, a lot of.
Ooh, they're, like, in it.
Plastic
they're already
surgery.
In it. A lot of plastic surgery is happening.
Yeah, Jen's face can't move.
Yeah,
but Jen was, they were very open about it. Jen was
very,
like,
open.
I just want to try everything. I love when they're open about it. It just, and yeah, Meredith was funny, too. She's like, I want to look like I'm 36, but I'm 50 or whatever.
Meredith looks great, though.
Meredith
is
gorgeous.
Actually, if she does do plastic surgery, which I'm sure she does, like Botox and stuff, she's doing it right. She's
aging. You know
who's
aging, also,
like,
gorgeous? Brooks.
The unsung hero of Salt Lake.
Okay, we have two more shows we're going to review before we have to wrap this up.
Okay. Here's another hot take. The Undoing on HBO. You started it, right?
I'm all the way caught up.
Oh, you're all the way caught up. Okay.
It's Nicole Kidman, Hugh Grant, heavy lineup. Everyone's watching it. What's our opinion?
I fucking love it. I have so many conspiracy theories, but I don't even want to say them because I want people to have the opportunity to watch this show. I think the number one thing I love so much about it is that it's set on the Upper East Side.
Yes, and it's super weird to see the city so busy and hectic when it's just, like, not like that right now.
Oh, my However, God, I didn't even think of that. Like, people are just running around in the show unmasked.
Yeah, and, like, the traffic, that stuff is not happening right now in New York City.
Right.
But also, I have a hot take.
Okay.
I think the writing doesn't live up to the actors.
Wow.
Like, as in, like, you ever see a scene where you're just like,
I could have used more words.
Or just better. Like, sometimes the lines that, like, even, like, the police officers, it's like, okay. And then some scenes, it's, like, unnecessary. I don't know. I just think it's not that good. It's not well written.
You think it's, okay.
I think the script isn't that great. I think the plot is great. I think the script isn't great. And I'm sounding really artsy. Sorry.
You do paint now. Let it go. You're like, and further fucking more, the writing. Here we go.
Sorry, what do you have to say? I was getting on my high horse.
I didn't pick up on that, but I did pick up on the actors are
amazing.
Phenomenal. Like, amazing. I love Hugh Grant. I love Hugh Grant so much.
He's still so hot, too.
And I feel like I've really only started to love his acting within, like, the past couple of years.
It's funny. He always plays the, like, guy who cheats. Always.
You think?
Yeah, well, remember, like, Bridget Jones?
Oh, yeah. And then he always plays, like, with, like, the Sandra Bullock. Yeah, he's always, like, a funny, like...
He's like a fuckboy in every movie.
Yeah. And I just think, like, later in his career, I don't even know how old he is. He's probably, like, what, late 50s, early 60s?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's really just become an amazing actor, and I just really love him, and I think he's fun. I want to, like, hang out with him and get a drink, you know? Like, I don't want to sleep with him, but I want to hang out with him.
No, I would have sex with him.
Yeah. I don't know. And I love Nicole Kidman. Actually, Nicole Kidman is my dad's number one celebrity crush. So my mom doesn't love that.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not see that for him. She is fascinating because she's had so much work done, but I still, her face is so beautiful. You get, like, lost in her eyes.
So beautiful. I was watching this with a friend, and we were taking bets, like, how old do you think Nicole Kidman actually is? How old do you think she is?
48.
Interesting. I think she's actually, here we go, 53.
Oh, wow.
See, when I guessed that, I said older.
Yeah.
So, like, for 53, I think she looks phenomenal.
She looks incredible, but also there's something about her just as an actress that, like, she never loses me. Like, I'm never like, okay.
And it's the guy that made The Undoing is the same guy that did Big Little Lies.
Amazing.
And Little Fires Everywhere. So, like, you know it's good.
We're going to end with one piece of advice. How do you not fucking forget everything in your life? No. It's from at erica.listen, LISTON. How do you tell your amazing husband that his butt hair is getting too much?
You just fucking tell him.
You say bend over. And you get a razor.
Figure it out back there.
Also, you've been dating him or married him for a while. How long is it, like, you finally one day snapped and you're like, I can't do it? Because it's not like he suddenly started to grow longer butt hair.
Also, like, are you around there a lot? Like, in those parts? Like, what are you doing? That's really what we need to ask her a question about. Like, what's going on?
Or be like, if you're saying you want to lick his butthole, be like, you know, it'd be so nice if it wasn't like a whole rainforest and journey for me to get to where I need to get to.
I think if you're married, not that I have any experience or know anything, I just feel like if you're married, you can say whatever you want no matter what.
Yeah.
When it comes to, like, physicality things, like, hey, figure that out.
Yeah, like, I'll straight up get a tweezer and start, like, tweezing his eyebrows if I felt like it.
I feel like pimples. That's when you're really in love, when you want to like manicure that person.
Yeah. Like you ever see a little whitehead and you're like, gonna get that.
But that's because I love popping pimples. So it has nothing to do with me being in love. But I don't know if I've ever wanted to like make that person aesthetically better.
Also, I don't think it's insulting for someone to say like, hey, this crevice of your body has too much hair. He's probably Italian. He's probably Persian. He's probably one of the two.
But also if someone said that to us, we'd be like, how fucking dare you comment?
Oh, literally a guy said that to me once. He said he wants me to shave my butt more often, like back in the day. Because he said that it, or like, he was like really OCD and germaphobe. I told you.
Oh, interesting. I have heard about this guy.
Yeah, like I would like eat popcorn and it would drop. You know, like obviously, for some reason you don't eat popcorn one at a time. You just put like a whole handful of it in your mouth and you miss some. So right. I would like pick it up from the couch and he's like, don't eat that. And I would eat it. And I'd be like, what, you're not going to fucking kiss me now? Like he was so annoying. We'd fight all the time.
Is he having an okay time during COVID? You should check on him.
I know. But like he's probably thriving because he would do the whole thing where he wouldn't touch the like elevator button. Oh, he would do the knuckle like but then like living that life, it started to make me be crazy because it's like there's germs everywhere. So he at one point was like, yeah, can you shave your butthole more? And I was like, yeah, you're fucking crazy, whatever. I think it's so hot. I think it's you're hot like, when yeah, like I'm you gonna just do want it,
but
to.
Like you're so weird, dude.
You're so weird.
So weird.
Like I want a guy to just want all of me and I decide like, oh, but I feel super sexy when I do this, not because he's like, I think it's gross when your butthole is just, you know, your hairs are just blowing in the wind.
Yeah. I feel like my body is like a smooth peach. So
on that note, you guys, thank you for giggling with us. We have a live Friendsgiving show. I'm just going to promo on Wednesday. Oh, no.
Wednesday.
Yeah. On the 18th. Get tickets. They're $10. It's going to be fun. Paige and Amanda are going to be there. Our Patreon is lit. We are working on merch. We don't give dates because we fuck it up. Like the second we give a date, it like we jinx ourselves.
It'll be before December.
Yes. And then subscribe, rate, review. It means so much. Even if you have to say something mean, we don't care. It's like the total number of reviews that help.
Just like Giggly engagement, Squad. You know, like algorithm and stuff.
And we just love you guys so much. We miss you.
We love you. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for giggling with us.